The Gaza pullout sees hopes for peace grow. A mission agency launches an effort to fight biblical illiteracy. And a summer missions trip in Ukraine wraps up. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Topping today's news, Israeli troops plan to finish clearing out the Gaza settlements this week. Tensions are running high as Jewish settlers violently protest the evacuation and Palestinian militants try to exert the power. But even in the middle of this upheaval, EvangeliCube's Tom Doyle says that Christians are right there.
They go forward and do their work and lead people to Christ in the midst of it, and their lives are threatened every day. So for them, every day is a victory that they can serve God and see Him move in their midst, even if the times are real, real difficult and it looks like an all-out war, which is really what's happening there.
Thousands of believers have received ministry training and are actively sharing Christ with the EvangeliCube, a puzzle-like pictorial version of the gospel. Doyle says, despite the turmoil, a lot of great things are happening in the Gaza Strip.
These are great days for us as far as evangelism because people are open, and even in the most difficult places, the gospel's still going forward.
Next, there's been a turning point in the Middle East peace process. The Gaza evacuation has believers on both sides cautiously optimistic that this could bring an end to the nearly 60-year struggle between the Middle East's neighboring peoples. Sat7's David Harder describes the atmosphere in the region's churches.
Now there is a hope for some peace. Very tenuous. People wonder what will happen, but there is a hope that peace will come, and that will be a benefit to everyone in the region, including the churches that really want to grow.
Harder says it's too early to guess at whether or not the peace will hold, but in light of the promise of peace, believers may see more freedom to expand evangelistic work via satellite television.
It will be interesting to see as the future progresses what the Christian groups are able to do, if the Christians in Gaza are able to make more programs and have the independence they desire to be able to do things. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to have more programs, more Christian-Palestinian programs that will air on our channel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Since the peace agreement went into effect in Sudan, hundreds of thousands of South Sudanese refugees are moving from neighboring countries back into Sudan. In the midst of this rebuilding process, The Bridge International is working through two indigenous ministries to help with spiritual training and community development. The Bridge is serving people in a variety of ways to reestablish sustainable living. The Bridge hopes to see a complete transformation of Sudan and its people for Christ. Meanwhile, the newest report from the Barna Research Group indicates that people feel accepted by God, but roughly 95% of them don't have a biblical worldview. Those numbers have been holding steady for the last 3 years, and that deficiency greatly affects how people are discerning global events. Bible Pathway Ministries' Ken Sharp says they've launched a project this year to tackle that problem.
The biblical illiteracy in our nation has caused a dark shroud of rejection of the information and knowledge of God's Word in all avenues of our lives.
Sharp explains that they're trying to encourage people to read through the Bible in the year 2006 because
you can't believe something that you haven't read and studied for yourself. And so Bible Pathway is preparing 300,000 copies of its January Through the Bible reading guide that we're going to be giving out free of charge to people within churches and individuals as we encourage them to request copies for personal distribution to help others to discern the times.
And the teen missions team in Ukraine just wrapped up summer camp ministry. Aside from acting as counselors at the facility, the team did several projects to aid an orphanage in its work. The team finished the windows at the church, moved furniture into the orphanage, cleared land for a fence, and did numerous repair jobs and built a sidewalk. The helping hands were a testament to the message they shared with the kids. Many children responded to the gospel, however, follow-up is going to be a challenge. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.